Right, I've got Teresa Murphy in the studio. Now, Teresa is, well, you tell me, where are you from, Teresa?
Well, I'm, well, I've been in Sidmouth since I was a very, very young child. I'm really, really old now, so I would say a long time.
You're not old.
I feel it, but I've been here, I'd say, a large majority of my life. So I would call myself a Sidmouthian.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place. Now, yes. You represent something which touches us all. This is called Compassionate Boxes.
Yes.
So for those who don't know, I mean, I didn't know until Stuart Hughes sent me a link saying, this is fantastic, try and get your friend... what's your friend?
Marion
on the... But we've got Teresa. Now, this is from Compassionate Boxes. Tell us all about it.
Well, Stuart, you know, I must thank him, really, because he is actually on our committee. And he's been very kind in helping us getting established and, you know, pointing us to people that can help us. So when we sent the information to him, he was very, very interested in helping us. And so Compassionate Boxes, really, it's not a charity. We're working to registering as a charity. It's quite a road to get there to register. But we're sort of an... we're a non-profit organisation. And so Compassionate Boxes really came out of Marion, who's also the co-founder of Compassionate Boxes. Sadly, her husband, Chris Whale, who probably you know was a local councillor in Sidmouth, passed away. And he actually died in a car accident. There was a lot of process to that, as well as grieving the loss of the father and husband. There was a lot of process to finding out what was going on. And one of the processes is going to collect belongings after your loved one has passed away, especially in a car accident. They generally either go to the garage where the car has been taken or to the police station. And then you have to go and collect their belongings. So what happened in Marion's case was her daughter Nicola went and collected her father's belongings from the police station. And it was actually, it was a... I'd say it wasn't that they were unsympathetic, because I do believe the police are very kind and very sympathetic. Unfortunately, they don't have time... or funding to do what we do, which is to make the handover of loved ones' belongings more compassionate. So Chris's belongings were actually just put into a Marks and Spencer's carrier bag and handed over
to... That's awful.
Yes.
I mean, I can understand. I mean, you know, you've just lost a loved one and then you get a Marks and Spencer bag.
Yes. And if you think about the things people have with them when they pass away, which isn't always, you know, things that you don't think about, like their wallet, a pen, a notepad, their photograph of their families, you know, the little notes that they've wrote and put in the car and things like that, they get put into the bag. And sometimes it's handed over in evidence bags, which, again, isn't the perfect situation. Because it's got evidence written all over the bags and things like that, and police information on it. So it's not really appropriate, because at that point you're still grieving, don't forget. You're still grieving, going through the process of loss. And these items are so important. And the reason for that is this is the items that the person had in their last moments that they had with them.
Yeah.
So to the person collecting them, they're extremely important. So Marion and I sat together and we talked about this, and we both agreed this was an awful situation for families and for loved ones and friends, colleagues, whoever's collecting belongings, to actually find themselves in, and we wanted to do something about it. So we started talking about how Marion would have liked it to have been, and it was, she said if they could just given her a box with the belongings in, that would have been more compassionate. And we thought about that word compassion, And it's actually, compassion is really about taking action, about doing something. It's not having, you have sympathy and you have empathy for the person, but compassion is that one step further where you actually take action and do something. And we felt compassion was Mary and I taking action for people that who can't do it at that time. They can't think, there's so much they have to think about. They have to think about funerals and the relatives. And if you can imagine, if you've got children in a car accident, and you know, recently, there, I think it was a couple of years ago, there was a family that were actually died close to Exeter. There was two children and the parents.
Oh, that's terrible, yeah.
And the grandparents have to go and collect these belongings. So they need to have it done in a way where they feel they can take their time about looking at these things. They can keep the box, go home, put the box somewhere and keep it. But inside of the box, we wanted something that would help them with their griefs. We wanted them to feel that there was things inside the box that they could relate to. So we had a wonderful lady from Sidmouth called Mary, who wrote a poem about bereavement and related it to the Sid Valley. And it's a beautiful poem. And we put that in the box. There's also a bag of lavender, which smells lovely when you open the box. But the lavender was also about Chris, because Chris, just that week or a few weeks before he passed away, he was planting lavender in his garden. And we wanted that to be in the box, a part of Chris. There's also two knitted hearts, which we are very, very grateful for all the knitters that have been knitting for us in their own time. And the hearts are knitted together. And one heart the person can keep, and they can either pin the heart on the other person that's passed away before the funeral, or they can keep the heart and just think of the loved one that's not with them anymore. There's also a little card with information about support groups, who they can go onto a website. We've got a website that they can go on, and there's a list of support groups and free counsellors who deal with bereavement that can help them. And also, there's a children's box.
I was about to say, I mean, this is very much an adult thing at the moment. But
yeah,
I can imagine when you know, a child passes away through a car accident, or through and then you're given
An evidence bag.
An evidence bag, or even a body bag with all these bits in.
Yes.
It needs to be a little on the personal side. And I think,
it does.
So for the child's box, what do you put in it? Is this an extra?
Well, it's the same as the adults, but they get the poem, and that's for the parents or the grandparents for comfort. But we put in two knitted teddy bears instead of the hearts.
All right, okay.
And the teddy bear is to put with the child, and one teddy bear for you to keep in memory of the child. And there's lots of information about support groups in there. And the box is wrapped in a coloured ribbon. So it indicates that it's very clearly a child's box with the child in mind. But there's also a leaflet in there, a label in there, which you can peel off and stick on top of the label, which says compassionate box, and cover it and make it into a memory box.
Yeah.
So once you've gone home, and when you're brave enough to look into the box and to deal with all those things that were in the box, you then can change it into a memory box. And then you can start to put in the box things that were memories of that person, photographs, letters, little toys, any information or anything that you collected over the years that you were together, and keep it in the box and have it as a memory. And then you've got a memory box there for the person as well. So that's important, that you change it from that within that process of changing it from grief to memory. And that's what we've done.
Is this purely for the Sid Valley, or is it now reaching other parts of Devon and
We've gone actually nationwide now.
Oh,
because,
fantastic.
It's because it has never been out there. It's never been supplied or given out. Mainly the police are very interested. We've had over 60 boxes go out to police associations. And we send out bulk boxes. What we actually do is we send the boxes flat packed. And we get those delivered straight from the wholesaler, and then we post the contents of the box in a little shoe bag, which also goes into the box, because there's a little shoe bag for things like mobile phones and jewellery. And we post that off, and then they, when they need that box, they just take it off the shelf, put it together, which takes 2-3 minutes, and then they've got all the contents in one bag, and they just put it into the bag, and then it's ready to be handed over.
Now, this isn't free, is it?
No, it's not.
We've touched the devil here, but you are a non-profit organisation, which you've already
every
said.
Every penny goes to the boxes.
Right, yeah, I can see that, but. How much does one of these boxes cost? Of care?
Yes, it does. It costs £5.80, which doesn't sound a lot, but when you're sending 30 boxes at a time, or recently we just sent 10 boxes off to Wales, it's a suicide unit, people in the unit that have died through suicide, and they're now giving out, because again it has to be an investigation, police investigation, they have to go around and investigate it, so they wanted something to be able to say to the partner or the parents or whoever, you know, when you come and collect their belongings, then we've got a compassionate box that we can give them. But yes, so we're giving out 10, 20, 30 boxes at a time, but people can ask individually if they want to go to somewhere and pick up loved ones' belongings, they can ask us for a box and we can get a box to them.
Has it been a... I was going to say how many, but I think I'll rephrase the question. Is it... Because it would imply, if I just said how many, it's just like implying that there's a... Your services are really required, and it's something which you would say, I wish we didn't have to do this.
It is a situation where, out of a sad situation, we've created something that is supportive and compassionate. And we would like to say it's not needed. But unfortunately, like I said at the beginning, the police are very kind, and these organisations that work with people, they don't have the funding. Excuse me, they don't have the funding or the time or the manpower to do what we can do. And so in a way, they're quite relieved. The emails that we've got, they're so grateful for our services because they don't have that service themselves.
Yeah.
We've been contacted by the Stillborn organisation. We've been contacted by so many police and so many organisations that are so interested. As far as Ireland, we've had people trying to contact us. So it's across the UK. But the wonderful thing is, it's created in the Sid Valley. It's from the Sid Valley.
Yeah, I think this is an amazing thing, which has come out of tragedy. For Marion to lose her husband in such a thing, and then to have to be given a bag.
Yes.
I can understand where this has come from, and it's nice to see that you've taken tragedy and turned it into something caring. Just how many do you think you've shipped?
I would say coming up to the 150th box.
Wow.
But we've also got them in funeral homes as well. I know that sounds a strange place to put them, but, people, when they pass away, they get taken to funeral homes from, say, residential centres or from anywhere. But we also supply prisons. Believe it or not, is because people in prisons pass away and loved ones still have to go and collect their belongings.
Yep.
So it's places like that that don't have the facilities to do what we're doing that we're reaching out to, and they're reaching out to us, really. But as you said, the hard side of that is the actual financial, keep this money coming in to purchase the boxes and the contents. And we work... Marion and I and the committee work extremely hard at fundraising. You know, that's a large proportion of our time, as well as getting the boxes out and contacting people, is really fundraising, you know, and that's what we're doing.
So, I mean, you are charging for these boxes, but can people donate to the cause?
Yes, we've got a GoFundMe page. Oh. So people can go on to the Compassionate Boxes on the GoFundMe page, and they'll get that up and they can make a donation. And we've had some donations and we're extremely grateful for those donations. You know, and we've got a Facebook page which gives you information about all the events that we're doing for fundraising. And we've got a website, which is...
And that's just Compassionate. So if you go into Facebook and type Compassionate Boxes.
Yes, we just have a page which is Compassionate Boxes, and it gives you all the information about our fundraising, and also information. We always put our knitters, as we call them, our ladies that do our knitting.
It's 150 boxes, and there's two hearts in every box.
Yes.
So somebody's sitting there doing a lot of knitting.
We've got so many kind ladies that have contacted us because we put out, but we were running down on hearts and on teddy bears, and we actually put an advert on Facebook page saying, you know, we need some hearts. And we were contacted by so many wonderful people that said, you know, we're a knitting group, we sit and knit and natter, we'd like to make some hearts.
Yeah.
And we had such a wonderful response, and we know that we could probably call on them again when we need them. We try and keep a supply in as much as possible of all the hearts and all the teddy bears, you know. And we've got a lovely lady, Rosemary, who actually helps me at the bereavement group, and she knits some wonderful, she every time I see her, she's practically got a bag of teddy bears for us.
That's fantastic.
So yeah, so it's
so
wonderful.
That's just to reiterate, you want to help, and you can go to the GoFundMe page and put in Compassionate Boxes.
Yes.
Is that one word or two?
That's one word.
Compassionate Boxes,
yes.
One word.
Yes.
And it will take you up to how you can donate with that. Have you got an email website?
Yes, we've got www.compassionateboxes@co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on there, and that gives you information about what we do and why we do it and how we do it. So if you want more information, you can go on there. But it's also got an events page where you can see the events. We've got a wonderful murder mystery coming
up.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you about that, because we've already talked about that already. Now, you've got let's have a look at this one. Yes, that's right, because Stuart sent me a press release saying, can you talk about this? We've already talked about it. So a Shakespearean murder mystery dinner. This is one of those great, you know, people turn up and then something happens and you have to, you know.
And in this instance, you know, we've got Mark, who's a Shakespearean actor, who actually does murder mystery dinners, and who's doing it for us very kindly.
Yeah.
And we've got Will Shakespeare, who's joining us, and we've got another character who I can't tell you because it would give the story away.
Yeah, that's
away,
right. Okay.
Who's involved in it, and they're all in Shakespearean costume, and it's at the Chattery in Sidmouth, which is a lovely place because it's small and it's very friendly, and we've got 35 seats. And
I do like the Chattery. I've got to be honest with you. When I first came to Sidmouth back in 2013 for the folk show, for the folk festival, I was amazed. I went in there for some breakfast.
Oh yeah, beautiful breakfast.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Right, I was up at Victoria Road at the time. Now then, so Shakespearean murder mystery diner in aid of Compassionate Boxes for Sidmouth at the Chattery. It's Saturday, October the 11th.
It is. The reason that it's so far advanced is obviously we've got to sell the tickets.
Yeah, I know. But there's only 35. And I reckon you're going to sell out really quickly.
I hope so. Well, actually, we've only got 14 seats left.
Oh, see?
But we need 14 people or 7 couples, if they're inclined to come as a couple, to come and book those seats. And we really need those booked because for us, that's boxes. All those seats are boxes, and we need those boxes. We need to get more boxes out there.
Okay, so you will get a 3-course dinner included. Drinks on arrival, starting at 6 p.m. How much is this murder mystery diner?
It's all for just £40 per
person. £40 per person.
And that's amazing price.
Well, yeah. So you got drinks on arrival, 3-course dinner, and to be entertained.
Absolutely. In a fun way. And the Chattery have gone all out, and they're going to make it look Shakespearean. They're going to do that, but they've really been so helpful in preparing it all for us.
Where do you get tickets from? Is it from the Chattery?
No, you can actually, there's an email address there. And you can email us, or you can go onto our Facebook page and send us a message, and then we'll contact you and we'll tell you how to collect your tickets.
Okay, to give out the phone number here as well.
Yes, give out the phone number.
Yeah, so tickets on sale now, compassionate boxes at mail.com, and this is 07930352881. 07930352881. So, all in aid of compassionate boxes. I'm going to say something which is going to sound weird, but I wish you didn't exist.
Oh, really? Yes, I would agree with you on that one.
Yeah, I mean, I wish you didn't have to exist. Yes. But as you do, I think you do an amazing job. It's weird because we shouldn't be in this state. We shouldn't be in a place where we rely on, oh, let's do this because of one event. Mm-hmm. This should be part of the, you know, the police just haven't got the time or the funding to do this, even though for £5.80, mm-hmm. you know.
Yes, I know. It's a very small, if you think about it, it's the small things that you do that make the big changes. It's the very small things that you do that change things into a bigger place that is good. And so we started off doing something very small that's grown into something very big that is changing how people perceive how this was done or how it is now done. And, you know, and the good thing is everybody in the Sid Valley can be part of it. You know, in the fundraising situation, they can say, I want to help with that. What can I do?
And it is going to affect everybody.
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be a tragic event. It could be something at home.
No, but if you think about how many accidents are on the roads these days and how many, people have to go and collect belongings.
Yeah, I've just had a message in saying what a fantastic initiative. And I think it's great.
That's wonderful.
I mean, to be honest with you, I said, I wish you weren't here talking about this, but you are. And I think you've done an amazing job, you and Marion, to come from a tragedy and you turn, well, we can't go back in time. We have to go forward. Yes. So let's take this tragedy and turn it into something positive and caring.
Absolutely. And I know, that especially Exeter, there's a policeman there who's taken it on board for us, the initiative, and he's distributing to other police stations. And he's so extremely grateful because they want it as well. It's not that they don't think about these things. It's just that they don't, like I said, have that facility. So they're grateful. The organisations that we contact are grateful, you know. And when you think about it, that's the last items that you're going to have from that person. Mm. And that's why it is so very, very important to get that right.
Yeah. I'm very cautious of the time because we've only got 1 minute before the news comes on at 11 o'clock. So just to recoup, you can contact Compassionate Boxes at compassionateboxes@gmail.com. They're on Facebook.
At mail.com.
At mail.com. I said Gmail, didn't
yes.
I?
Yes.
www.compassionateboxes.co.uk. They also have a GoFundMe site where you can put Compassionate Boxes in and make a donation. I think this is absolutely brilliant, and in fact the fact that you tailor it for the younger for children as well,
yes.
I think that is brilliant.
Yeah.
Do you need any volunteers for knitting, or have you got enough?
Well, we're always looking for volunteers to help us with the fundraising, obviously, and knitting or anything at all. We've got a fashion show coming up in November, which is actually what's happened is all the charity shops in Sidmouth are going to show Christmas outfits at Sidford Hall at a fashion show in November. So we need people to help set up and do things. So.
Okay. Well, we've got 5 seconds now, so I'll just say thank you, Teresa.